Florida State University System Governing Board wants the public universities to climb in the national rankings, but which one? Several groups rank schools. U.S. News and World Report is the most popular, but there's also Newsweek and Kiplinger, the Princeton Review. And none of the outlets ranks the schools the same way, says Jan Ing Nash, Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs for the Florida Board of Governors.
There are 12 different rankings that we use from magazines and organizations like the Princeton Review, Forbes, U.S. News and World. And if any of the institutions are ranked top or ranked highly within those organizations, then they're included in this metric.
Basically, if you get a ranking, you get credit for it. But a lot of the rankings don't relate to the quality of a school. Some just focus on cost, and in Florida, tuition is low, so many schools tend to rank high in a publication like Kiplinger's, which focuses on affordability. Board Chairman Maury Husseini says there are enough different ranking systems that each school should strive to climb in at least one of them.
So is it fair to say that if you're going to use all these different metrics and to say our universities needs to be on top 50, all of them in something?
The Board of Governors is using a goals-based system to fund the universities, and rankings play a role. So do measurements like graduation rates and the numbers of highly ranked high school students that get admitted. Those measures also impact national rankings. And Florida's public universities are expected to increase their performance in those areas. But one place the board is making downward adjustments is in the area of how much schools are expected to raise through external sources, like federally supported research and development grants. As University of Florida Provost Joe Glover explains, there's just not enough money to go around from sources like the National Institutes for Health, or NIH.
And what you have right now is the head of NIH actually talking about a really dire situation that they are flatlining. And in fact, a lower percentage of grants than ever before is being funded. The first age, the age at which you get your first significant NIH grant, is now the highest in history.
Florida's public university system missed its external funding goal by $1 billion this year. And when national rankings take into account how much schools get in grants, universities will have to get more aggressive and creative in going after a shrinking pot of money. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.